Council has approved a motion to review how outdoor rinks are operated across the city, citing growing challenges tied to weather, water access, and limited resources. The motion brought forward by Councillor Ryan Boehm notes that while the city operates a network of outdoor rinks, service levels and operational requirements vary widely, and increasingly unpredictable winter conditions have made consistent operation more difficult. The motion directs city staff to undertake a full service level review of the outdoor rink program, including public engagement. That review will examine rink locations, potential consolidation opportunities, different service models, and operational changes aimed at making better use of existing resources.
There's lots of information that we need to get on this. I know in the past there's been some frustrations when the expectations set in the community and boards go up and there's zero skatable days. So this is more to look at what's the programming that we have, where can it get better, where should we really put our resources.
Councillors Gregory Ridge and Don Amos voiced their support for the review.
I've heard similar concerns from my constituents and potential frustrations around having this winter season and the rinks not being available in time. I'm also understanding that there are technical challenges around that happening. But yes, fully in support of this to see what good developments can come out of it.
I was a kid growing up in the city that had the pleasure of playing on Skeleton Park outdoor rink. Really learning how to skate. And so I have very fond memories of that. And so for our city staff to do a system review and really work through this, I think that's a good thing. And it means that if we can deliver something that is solid for our kids and solid for young adults and adults to enjoy hockey or skating, I think we're heading in the right direction.
City staff have been directed to report back to council by the third quarter of 2026 with options to make things smoother on and off the ice. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.